This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This morning I'm joined by the Iraq-born Australian surgeon Munjid al-Madaris. He fled Saddam Hussein's regime and came to Australia as an asylum seeker. He spent a year in immigration detention before being granted refugee status in 2000. Since then, he's made his home in Australia. He's pioneered a new form of medicine to help amputees. It's so great to have you with us this morning. Welcome, Munjid.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, can you tell us a bit of your story? Tell us a little bit about your life in Iraq and why you had to leave, for those who aren't familiar with your story.
I was very comfortable in Iraq. I lived 27 years there. I went to medical school and graduated. We were living under the dictatorship of Saddam Hussein, and things were as normal as they can be under a dictatorship regime until that moment where everything changed in my life. One day I was at Baghdad University Hospital in my normal day-to-day work in the surgical theaters, and we were confronted with three busloads of army deserters escorted by Republican guards and Ba'ath Party members, and they ordered us to abandon the elective list and start mutilating these army deserters by taking their ears off. I could not do that. The head of the department refused, and they took him outside to the car park, and they executed him in the instantly.
Wow.
And then they turned to the rest of us, and they said, well, now we attracted your attention. Anyone share this man's view, come forward, otherwise proceed with our orders. So I faced the most challenging decision in my life. Mm. Should I obey the commands and live with guilt for the rest of my life? Should I refuse and end up with a bullet in my head similar to my boss? Or should I run away? And I decided to escape. From there onward, my life turned upside down. And from a privileged person living in Iraq to a refugee, someone who's hiding from the authority and running for his life, I managed to escape outside Iraq. And then sequence of events led me to end up on a leaky boat that's not seaworthy, back to Australia, and we arrived at Christmas Island on the 8th of November 1999.
Do you want to share a little bit about your journey and your time in detention? I can't imagine it's something you'd enjoy looking back on.
Well, look, Christmas Island, when we arrived, was run by the Federal Police, and they were the nicest people. They treated us very humanely. But then things changed once we were taken to detention center in Curtin, and it was hell on earth. No matter what I describe to you, I will not give it its justice. Simply, we were stripped of our human identities. I was given number 982, and that was my name for the rest of the time. And a lot of things happened inside the detention center that basically were not necessary and was inhumane. But I can't give it its justice no matter what I say. I can tell you a simple comparison. I spent significant time in maximum security prison because I was singled out as a troublemaker. And I tell you what, the prison system in Western Australia, including maximum security jail, was absolutely fantastic. It was like heaven compared to the hell in detention centre.
Wow. So what was life like for you once you were released from the detention centre and you're starting your new life in Australia? What did that look like?
As soon as I was released from the detention centre, I worked very hard to cover the time that I wasted inside the detention centre. It was almost a year. The first thing I wanted to do is find a job. And I worked as a toilet cleaner at the beginning, and it was a job like any other job, and I enjoyed it. And then I quickly recognized my qualification and basically started climbing the ladder as soon as I worked as a doctor in Mildura-based hospital. And then from there onward, I passed all my exams to be qualified as a surgeon. And then I managed to get on the orthopedic training program and finished my training and started practicing as an orthopedic surgeon.
You make that sound so easy, but that, you know, that's a really hard thing to accomplish, right? Like to get a specialization like that. What is it about medicine that appeals to you? What do you love about it? Why are you drawn to it?
Look, I think everything in life can be very hard if you don't work hard. And everything in life can be very easy if you can't, if you work hard to get it. And I always had the ambition of becoming a doctor from my teenager's time. And basically what inspired me is watching a movie, The Terminator, in 1984. That movie, despite of the whole thing about the movie, I didn't get the message, obviously, but the idea of having half human, half machine inspired me, and I wanted to do reconstructive surgery. And thanks for being in Australia, and thanks for being given the opportunity to do what I do. I managed to achieve that, and it was not just a childhood dream to become a hobby, but it became a reality, and thousands of people are being helped by this. And now this technology that we developed here in Australia, in Sydney, with our reconstructive team, is being exported to many countries around the world, including the United Kingdom, Europe, and America.
So can you just explain really briefly what osseointegration surgery is and how it helps people?
Osseointegration technology is a cutting-edge technology. It's kind of science fiction style procedure where it revolutionized the idea of connecting human beings to robotic parts. Traditionally, people who lose limbs, they get rehabilitated by a socket-mounted prosthesis, like a bucket wrapped around the leg and Captain Hook feather, stick. Osseointegration surgery is completely different. It directly attaches a high tensile strength titanium implant into the residual skeleton, reorganize the muscle around it to operate that residual limb, and then in upper limb, the nerves are reorientated to operate a myoelectric prosthesis, and it becomes mind control. And all of that is connected to the robot through a small opening in the skin.
Sounds mind-blowing.
It is very, very interesting technology. I'm very proud of it. And as I said, it was not just a childhood dream, but it became a reality, and it changed thousands of people's lives, brought back people who were regarded as unable to function, to be mobilizing more freely and even return back to the workforce, which is very important because it gave people their mobility back and gave them their life back. And what's very important, a lot of people who, when they become disabled and they can't function as they used to before they lost a limb, they lose their dignity. And that's very, very important from the psychological point of view, that these people turn from feeling as disabled to feeling as special.
Well, thank you so much for sharing a bit of your story with us this morning. It's been great to have you on. What does it mean to you to be New South Wales Australian of the Year?
So this honour basically carries a lot of importance to me. I stand for health. I stand for equality, not just tolerance, but acceptance. I would love to see Australians rally together to help each other, help ourselves, help our families, help our communities and the land that we live in. I regard this honour and this recognition as a great symbol of acceptance by Australians to a refugee like myself.
Well, thank you so much. It's been great to talk to you. Congratulations. And
Thank you.
We appreciate everything that you've done to help those who are amputees and for whom your work's made a huge difference. So thank you so much for what you've done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That is Mujed Al-Medaris. He is the pioneering Australian orthopaedic surgeon who came here as an asylum seeker from Iraq. He is the New South Wales Australian of the Year for 2020.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.